Dear students of my course, this is part 3 of the Network Science course. To start with this section or this lecture, please open PhD SEM 3 file and you should see the title Networks and Stability, part 3, Network Topology and Dynamics. Now, this will be a very short lecture, sorry about that. When I was recording first time this lecture series, I was recording separately the two sections, the lectures before this and the lectures after that, and this was the remaining section, so this is the reason why it will be short. So in the first slide, you see the title, The Usefulness of the Networks, and you see actually a summary of many things which we have told, which I told you to the first two courses or first two lectures of the course. You see that small word networks, which are very well connected networks and which are the most of the networks, when distant nodes are still having a short pathway to connect each other, are having a large capacity for signal transduction. So this is why they are good. However, if there are many signals transmitted by the network at the same time, that most of these signals are actually regarded by the network not as a signal but as noise. If the network is oversaturated by signals, it is not really good. The network should discriminate between signals and noise. It should discriminate between highlight a few signals only, and to regard all the rest of the signals as noise. So this kind of discrimination is very important, and therefore we have to have filters of noise in the network. And actually hubs and modules, which were introduced to you in the previous two lectures, are actually very good filters of noise. Why? Because a hub has many neighbors, this is why it is a hub, and therefore it is having a large amount of incoming information at the same time, all the times, from all the neighbors, and it has large amount of neighbors, this is why it is a hub. A hub is unable to handle all this information, all these pieces of information at the same time. So the hub has to select some of the information which is coming from its neighborhood, and has to transmit or will transmit only a few of them. So this is already a filtration. This is already a selection done by hubs, simply because they are hubs. Now the modules, as I mentioned to you, have a dense connection structure. So if an information, piece of information is entering to the module, then it will be shared by the module, by the nodes of the module, quite instantly, because they have a very dense connection structure. So the information is shared very rapidly. However, the information will not leave the module and will not go to the next module so easily, because between the two modules there is a much lower density of connections. Sometimes, as I mentioned to you before, there is one node only which is connecting the two modules, the two groups with each other. These are the nodes which are connecting modules. These are the bottlenecks, these are the module connecting hubs, different types of nodes, and these are the gatekeepers. These are the nodes which are determining actually what information is going from module A to module B, to neighboring modules. So therefore they are also filtering the information, they are also filtering out the noise from the information, from the signal. Now we are going to the next slide, which is giving you the network tasks of dissipation of noise and response to signal. And quite many times we are thinking that noise is bad because we have to select information and there is only a few pieces of information and the rest is noise, and the noise is related to diseases, to tumors. In tumors actually cancer, the noise level is higher, there is an error catastrophe if there are there is an accumulating noise in the replication of DNA, then after a while there will be such an erroneous DNA and mRNA and proteins produced that the organism will die. So noise is not really good from our first perspective, but in the next slide you can see some instances and some occasions when noise is actually good. Stochastic resonance or stochastic focusing is an example when noise is actually having a good outcome, and it's actually necessary. Why is it so? Most of the complex systems are having a sigmoid response curve, as you can see on the slide. For quite a while, when the time is passing or when the signal is coming, nothing is happening. So there is a lag phase. And then all of a sudden, there is a change. And then there is a saturation of this curve, and the signal is kind of saturating the response, and there is not no higher response is produced. So this type of sigmoid response or stepwise response, if it's very sharp, this is very general in complex systems. This is the essence of responses of complex systems. Now, therefore, there is usually a detection threshold of the complex system, which is at the plateau of the response. And if the signal is lower than this detection threshold, it will not be detected as a signal. If the signal is higher as this detection threshold, then it will be detected as a signal. Now, I am just showing you a response which was lower, actually, than the detection threshold of this complex network. And if you would like to sensitize this network, and that is a very often task of complex systems. I will tell you some of the examples in a moment later. So if you would like to sensitize this network, so you would like to decrease the detection threshold, then you can do it two ways. You are either decreasing the detection threshold. Well, that is the simplest way to do that in theory. But in practice, it is not simple because you have to rebuild the whole network to do that. And that is costly and time-consuming. So in most networks, this is not done. The detection threshold will remain the same. However, what is done in most of the networks, that the network is producing a little bit higher noise if it is wanting to sensitize itself towards the incoming signals. And if there is a higher noise, then the network is observing the sum of the signal and the noise. So if the noise was low, which is the solid line, then the overall signal, so the signal plus this low noise, was below the detection threshold. But if the signal was the same, but the noise was high, this is the dashed line, then the signal plus the noise was going beyond the detection threshold. So you don't have to change the detection threshold, which is a costly procedure and a long procedure, but you have to only change the noise when you would like to sensitize yourself to a certain incoming stimuli. Now, sensitization is very important. Why? Because if there is a repeated stimulus, which you have learned already, and it is either pleasant or very dangerous, then you have to sensitize yourself to go forward to reach that stimulus or to entertain yourself with that stimulus if it is pleasant, or to avoid, to escape from that stimulus if it is dangerous, especially the latter. It is very important. If you are not sensitizing yourself for the danger, then if the danger comes second times, then you are having the same probability to be a victim of this danger. If you sensitize yourself for this danger in the first time, then you learn something. Then you are wiser. Then you are more precautious, and then you can avoid the second time. This is the same learning procedure what I mentioned you in the first lecture. If you are touching an oven and that oven is hot, and when you were young, that is a danger. If you are not sensitized to this, then you will touch the oven second time, and then you will burn your hand second time. So this sensitization is very, very important. Obviously, if the sensitization is repeated many, many times, then the whole network is rebuilt, and the detection threshold will be lower. So that is the way how you sensitize the network for a longer time. But if you need a transient sensitization, then often what you do, you are just increasing the noise. This is what you do with your ears, for example, when there is a party and you would like to listen to your partner's voice. You are sensitizing your ear to that frequency where your partner's voice is, and then you are hearing your partner's voice in a large amount of noise, and this is actually a miracle, because this is not obvious, but you can do that. Everyone can do that. So this is what we call stochastic resonance if the noise is extrinsic, and stochastic focusing if the noise is intrinsic, so it comes from the same system. But this is a very helpful response. So this was the end, actually, of this very short lecture. Thank you very much for your listening, and see you at lecture 4 of the same course.